Most of the money is going to homeowners and businesses hardest hit by Superstorm Sandy, but some will be used for damage from the storms Irene and Lee. The money will be used around the state, including on Long Island. The exception is in New York City, which has a separate allocation. Nearly $260 million will be used to reduce the risk of future damage. Over $170 million will cover voluntary buyouts to residents in flood areas. The proposals also include low-interest loans and improvements at hospitals and nursing homes evacuated during Sandy. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development still has to approve the projects. For WAMC News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.